play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. I'm great. Glad to be back. Now, Will, we have someone special joining us to play the puzzle today. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Welcome. We're excited to have you.
Thank you so much, Aisha. Hey, Will. This is such an honor to be with you both.
Good to talk to you.
And you have a new book, Ken. It's called The Complete Connections.
That's right. Connections. It's a trivia puzzle I've been writing every week for well over a decade. It started on Parade magazine back in the day, and finally it's all out in book form.
Oh, wow. So you've been doing this for a long time. Now, how does this game work?
It's pretty simple. You have to answer 5 trivia questions, and when you do, the answers all have something in common. So you're trying to solve the questions, but you're also trying to solve the connection, as it were.
Look, I gotta ask you like I ask everybody. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm gonna do my best, Aisha.
I believe you're ready. Take it away, Will.
All right, I brought some original Connections games in the style of Ken's book. I'm going to give you 5 trivia questions, and the answers all have something in common. And we'll start number 1. What giant in British publishing, founded in 1935, was known for its inexpensive paperbacks and merged with Random House in 2013? It's a 7-letter answer.
I hope it's Penguin. Penguin Classics.
Penguin is correct. Good. Your next one, the enumeration is 3-3-4. What fundamental concept in Chinese philosophy is represented by a symbol called a taijitu?
I'm going to guess yin and yang?
That is correct. Your next one is 5 letters. What African animal travels in a herd known as a dazzle?
A dazzle. Is it the zebra?
Yes, it is. Your next one is 4 letters. What kind of cookie is an ingredient in a Dairy Queen blizzard?
See, this is where I think I might know what the connection is, and it's actually helping me work backward. Is this the Oreo?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And your last one is 9 letters. For solving what kind of puzzle did Ken Jennings win a prize in a 2006 national championship?
It was the first time we ever hung out. Well, that was a crossword. It was at the crossword championship.
That's right. So here's what happened. It was shortly after Ken's run on Jeopardy, where he won 74 times in a row. So I invited him to present the prizes at the next American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. As long as he was going to be there, he'd like to compete. Ken is still the only person to present a prize to himself.
Did we get all 5 of them? What's the connection?
Let's see. It was Penguin, Yin and Yang, Zebra, Oreo, and Crossword, and they are all black and white.
That is correct. Good job.
Okay, great job. Okay, that's fun.
All right, let's try one more. The enumeration is 7-6. What actor with the initials M.M. starred in the 1983 war drama Streamers?
Is it Matthew Modine?
You got it. Your next one is 4-3. Who designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington?
Maya Lin.
That's right. Next one is 5-4. Who has received a record 35 Academy Award nominations for Best Costume Design?
Edith Head, maybe?
You got it. Next is 6-6. Who directed, co-wrote, and co-starred in the 1969 film Easy Rider?
Dennis Hopper.
Good job. And your last one is 5-2-3. What Spanish explorer was the first person to lead an official European expedition to Puerto Rico and Florida?
5-2-3, is that right? Oh, Ponce de Leon.
You got it.
30 seconds. Good luck.
So, I'll give you a hint. Look at the ends of each of those answers. Modine, Lynn, Head, Hopper, and Leon.
I don't know if I have this one, Will.
What if you change the first letter in each of those?
Let's see. Oh, you can make chemical elements. It's iodine, tin, lead, copper, and neon. Wow, that's brutal, Will.
You got it.
Brutal. He got you on that one.
Very nice.
I love seeing the masters at work, though. You know, this is like seeing Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, thanks a lot.
But Leonardo da Vinci didn't have to do it live on the radio. That's a lot more tension, I think.
No, no. Now, Ken, I got to ask you, how do you feel?
Cool. I feel like I'm breathing hard. Like, I feel like I'm not going to go for a run now. That's my exercise for the day. I'm still stressed out.
No, you did a wonderful job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin. I hope you wear it on Jeopardy. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ken, do you have a member station that you listen to?
I do. I listen on KUOW in Seattle. I love public radio, and the Puzzler is one of the favorite moments of my week.
That's Jeopardy's Ken Jennings. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
It was an honor.
Okay, Will, now you gave everyone a tough challenge that's due next week. Can you remind us what that challenge is?
Now, it's a 2-week creative challenge, and most people are familiar with palindromes, which read backward and forward the same. For example, Madam, I'm Adam, rise to vote, sir, or lid off a daffodil. So the object is to write a palindrome that contains the letter Q. Entries will be judged on sense, naturalness of syntax, and overall elegance. The person who submits what I consider to be the best palindrome containing the letter Q will play Puzzle on the Air with me next week.
When you've come up with your best palindrome, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your palindrome. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.